Hey Joyce, this is Peter.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay, thank you.
Great, great. So Joyce, I've uploaded the content on the website, okay, the in the
Okay.
way you just sent me, and the products are now showcased too at every section on the homepage, okay?
Okay. So I can go to that same site and I can look at it.
Yeah, sure. I can send you the site. Let me send
Okay.
you the link.
Okay. And I have 20 more pictures. Do you want me to send those to you
Yeah,
or not?
sure. You have my
Okay.
personal number, right?
Yes. I'll send them a text message like I did before.
Okay. Please wait a moment. Let me send you the link, okay? Can you hold on the
Okay.
line?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, hon. Oh.
Hey Joyce, can you please check your phone if you have received the link or not?
Okay, I'll check it right now. Would that be a text message?
Yeah, that will be a text message.
Okay. No, I haven't received it just yet.
You might receive it any second.
Okay.
Are you on your, what is like easily accessible for you? Is it Yahoo or is it your Gmail?
Yahoo is more accessible, but you sent the link to my text messages, though, right?
Right. You can tell, can you tell me your Yahoo email?
Yes. It's jevon2002@yahoo.com.
Okay, it's J-E.
VAUGHN
Okay.
2002
2002.
at yahoo.com.
Okay, so it's JVA, it's JVAUGHN two.
No. Mm-mm, no. It's J as in Joe, T as in either, V as in victory, A as in altar, V A U as in umbrella, G as in George, H as in Henry. N as in Nancy.
Got it. So I've
Okay.
sent you the link on your email too. If you can just check your Yahoo, you might have received it.
Okay. Just a minute. Now, this is the link to my website, right?
Yeah, this is the link to your website.
But it's not on the web yet. I mean, don't I have to? Well, it's not on the web yet, is it?
Yeah, it's just the demo link. Okay, we're doing the changes. So once it is about to go live, at that time it will be available on Google and everywhere.
Okay, but don't you need the rest of my pictures, or when do you need those?
Well, are you opening the link on your phone or on your desktop?
Well, I got both of them here, but the desktop is kind of slow. Hold on just one second.
Yeah, you can open it on your desktop because right now the website is not mobile responsive.
Okay.
right? You need to open it on a desktop so that you can see the changes and the content which we have uploaded, the products which we have uploaded.
Okay. Can you give me 1 second, please?
Sure. Take your time.
Okay. Okay, I got my computer opened up, so now what am I going to? I'm going to Yahoo, right?
Yeah, you need to go on Yahoo.
Okay, just a minute. What I do? Okay. It's so slow. What is this? Mail?
You can, yeah. Yeah. Go ahead, push that.
Okay.
I don't know why I screamed while I got that, but I mean. I don't know what's wrong with that computer.
Like it needs to be put in to be serviced or something. I don't know. Well,
what you trying to get to?
Okay, you said go to Google, I mean go to Yahoo, right?
Yeah, I've sent you on
okay.
Yahoo. If you can go to inbox, the recent email will be from Peter Davidson.
Okay. Okay, it's Thank you.
Well, I opened up my mail on Yahoo, and it's not on there either. I'm opening it up on my phone.
Oh, you're opening on your phone?
Mm-hmm. Because my computer is so slow. I opened up my Yahoo mail on the phone, and it's nothing from you.
Well, let me send you again.
Okay.
Well, now can you take Joyce? It's je12002@yahoo.com, right?
Nothing. Where are you sending the mail to?
I'm sorry?
What address are you using?
Yeah.
No, can you repeat it to me?
I was saying that I've sent you the link twice on Yahoo.
Mm-hmm.
So have you received it? And the email is je12002.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The E-V.
It's the word one, right?
No,
V. Von.
Yeah, I got it. It's jevaughn2002@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
I've sent you the link twice.
Well.
And I've sent you on your text message twice, too.
Well, hold on. Let me go back to the text message, because I might can get it on my text message.
Gmail, not
that. Let me see. Go to my text message. Nope, don't have it on text message either.
Okay, let me tell you the link.
Well.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
Okay, just a minute. Can you give me a pencil? A pen or something I can write the link down on so we can go to it. Okay, what is it?
Okay, so do you know where to type the URL of a new website?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so just go there and type down the URL. It's demo, D-E-M-O,
mm-hmm.
dash, it's a dash.
Mm-hmm, okay, uh-huh.
And then it's orbitdesignagency.com.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Okay. Then it's a slash.
Forward slash or backward slash?
It's a forward slash, coming from right
okay.
to left.
Mm-hmm. Then what?
Okay. And then it's Joyce, J-O-Y-C-E.
Mm-hmm.
Then and then a dash.
Mm-hmm.
Then you write the word one, V-A-U-G-H-N.
Uh-huh.
Again, a forward slash.
Uh-huh.
And then you write V for vector, and then one, and then again slash. For example,
okay.
The version one.
Oh, V, and then what else then?
Then after V, you write one, and then again
uh-huh.
a forward slash, and then the link
uh-huh.
finishes, okay? So can you repeat the link
okay.
for me?
D-E-M-O.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Dash.
What is a dash? A dash is just a...
Yeah, the minus sign, that one.
Okay, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. D-E-M-O dash O-R-B-I-T D-E-S-I-G-N A-G-E-N-C-Y .com / J-O-Y-C-E dash V-A-U-G-H-N /V1/.
Exactly. Now, can you press the button, enter, or just go for the link? And can you tell me what it opens?
Okay. Just a minute. How would I do that on my phone?
Well, you can just simply write it down on your phone, on the browser. But it would be great if you do it on your laptop so that you can see a wider view of the website. The same link.
Do it now. Okay, just a minute. Gemo. What was that? You said slash?
No, it was a dash, the minus sign.
Oh, yeah. Dash, hold on. Dash. OIBITDESIGNAGENCY. .com / JOYCE-. VAUGHN / V1 for version 1, right?
Right.
/ V1 and then / again.
Right.
Okay.
And then you press the button enter.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see if the website opens up?
This one?
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Let me put it in line.
Okay.
Does the link open up or not?
Nope. I'm still trying. I tried it on my phone and it wouldn't go. So, and my computer is so slow.
We should have been with me in the last couple of days. I'm not happy today.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to tell you we should have figured this out a long time ago.
Yeah, sure. You can open it on your computer. Because I have loaded it on my computer, the same link, and it's completely working. However, I'm not sure that why are you not receiving my text messages, because that would have been very easy for you.
Mm-hmm. I did not receive your text message. I wonder if it went to spam.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, it didn't go to spam. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So what's your family name on Yahoo?
What's your name? What is the family name? J. Yvonne.
Is that it down here? Mm-hmm.
Neither.
Personally, we'll take you something else.
Hey Joyce, can you check your phone that whether you have received my message as hi? I have just written hi, H-I.
Nope, I haven't. You mean my text messages?
Yeah, in your text messages.
Nope, don't have that in my text messages. Uh-uh. Hi. Mm-mm. Let's see. Mm-mm. I don't know what's wrong. Mm. I know I can't receive.
Is the link opening, Joyce, or not on your PC?
I'm in Yahoo, but they're wanting to verify my account. So that's what I'm doing now.
Okay,
I'm trying.
Sure, you can first you verify your account, then you go to the inbox and you can see, or you can check the spam folder too. Okay, because there might be an issue with the email, so you might have received the spam folder.
Okay, I can do that on my phone. Okay, I've got my mail open. Still don't have anything from you. The same thing is on my phone.
Okay, so can you send me an email through Yahoo so that I can reply back on that one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so my email is Peter, P-E-T-E-R. At orbitdesignagency.com.
P-E-T-E-R. Peter, what is that?
Yeah, it's P-E-T-E-R and the sign of the at the rate sign, the A.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then what?
And then orbitdesignagency.com.
Okay. I'm typing it out right now.
Just write down my email and write down the text, hi, and then send me. Let me see if I receive it or not.
Orbit. Design. Agency. agency.com. Okay, and then for the subject, I'll put hi.
Yeah, in the subject, and under the subject, you also put hi.
Okay, so I'm getting ready to send it right now.
Yeah, just send me so that I can check whether I receive it or not. And on the same email, I'll reply you back with the link.
Okay. Oops.
Mm-hmm. Let me know when the mail is sent, okay?
Hello. P-E-E-R. Okay, just a minute.
Okay, let me check.
I said email, not text. I said email.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my, yeah, I got it.
You did?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm not getting yours.
Okay, so now I will be replying you back from this at the same email.
Okay.
So you can get the link. And I replied you back.
Yeah, I didn't even get it on my on my desktop.
Yeah,
on my laptop, rather.
You've sent me your email through your Android phone.
Mm-hmm.
So now you'll receive it on the replies of that same email, the link
mm-hmm.
of the website, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you refresh the page or can you close the app and open it again?
I'm trying to figure out how to do this. Okay, I got it.
Okay, so just click on that link, or you can click on that link from your desktop too, okay, so that you can get a wider view of the website.
Okay, I never got anything on my desktop.
Well, you need to refresh the page.
How do I do that?
Are you in your inbox on Yahoo?
Yes.
Okay, so which browser are you using? Is the Google Chrome?
No, I'm using Yahoo.
Okay, so from the button where you go back to the old page, beside that button, there is a sign of restarting. Do you see that? Or you can just simply press F5, the function key on the keyboard. F5 on the top. And the prep page will refresh by itself.
My computer doesn't have an FY.
It's F5, the number 5.
Oh, push the F button and then the 5 button.
No. On your keyboard, okay, there are function keys. For example, on the top, after the escape button, you see F1, F2, F3, F4, F5. Do you see that on your keyboard?
It's at the very top.
Mm-hmm, I see it.
The first line.
So,
the first line. Okay, so you just go to Yahoo and just press the button F5, the number 5. F5 is basically used to refresh the page.
518. I got something from Yahoo Plus, but I didn't get anything from you. F is in Frank, and then the number 5, right?
Exactly. Dot key. Because if you have received it on your phone, then you might have received it on your desktop too, because they both are the same accounts, the same Yahoo accounts.
Mm-hmm. I got it on my phone. Could you tell me one more time where do I press F5 on my laptop? Where do I press that at?
When you are at your Yahoo page, where you have opened your inbox.
Yeah, I'm. Yeah.
Okay, so at that time you press the button F5.
Do I put it where it says search?
I'm sorry?
Do I put F5 where it says search?
No. You can just keep the mouse anywhere, okay? And just simply press the button F5.
Well, I'm pressing it, but it doesn't do anything. I'm pressing F5. Oh.
Okay, so can you please log out and log in again?
Okay. This computer won't do anything. Well, Mr. Peter, I'm gonna have to just go ahead and look at the website on my phone because my laptop won't respond at all. I don't know. It might need surgery. So I'm gonna have to just do it on my phone because I got it on my phone.
Okay. Just go it on your phone, but right now the website is not mobile responsive, so you might face some issues.
Uh oh. It's not mobile responsive.
Yeah, right now it's not, but still you can go there and you can see the content because it's uploaded and you can see where I've uploaded the content and everything. The animations and everything will work, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Oh, I see it.
Great. So the design, unfortunately, you might not be able to see it because the website is not responsive properly, but you can see the content which we have uploaded. And if you even go, if you click on the three lines which you see on the top, okay, it will open a menu, okay, and then you just click on the button shop. Do you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so on the shop page, we have uploaded the 25 products which you sent me with the description and the price.
I see them.
Okay, sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we, as I mentioned you like 2 days ago, that we need to add some keywords and to make the content SEO friendly so that it gets accepted by Google. Okay, so you told me that the next time we'll talk, you can pay for that and we can work on the SEO content too.
Well, on this website, hold on.
Sure.
What is this where it says latest product? There's some kind of a foreign language written out. What is that?
Because actually that is the dummy content which we place on your website to show you the design of the website. However, the content you just sent me, I've uploaded that. Okay, so the content which is completely irrelevant to the website, the dummy content, that will be removed afterwards when we finalize the content, when we add the SEO words, the keywords and everything, once we add in the given content by you. At that time, we'll remove this whole dummy content. Okay, I guess it's lorem ipsum. Mm-hmm. It's the lorem ipsum. Okay, so that's the dummy content which will be removed afterwards.
Because I see fresh flowers.
Yeah, exactly. That is the dummy content. What do you think, Joyce? Is everything good?
Well, I'm still looking. I see some watches on here. That's dummy content also, right?
Yeah, the dummy content and some dummy pictures are still left, which will be removed afterwards.
Okay, so now what about when I click on About Us?
Mm-hmm. Well, Joyce, once we finalize the content of the homepage, Because on the homepage, you've seen the sections of who we are and our mission, why choose us. You have given me the content of these, okay? But right now, it's not finalized because some part of it is left, okay? So once you finalize it on the homepage, automatically it will be converted to the About Us page too. And the same content which is on the homepage will be on the About Us page too.
Okay, I got it now. It was just slow. I got it on my laptop.
Okay, great.
5:20.
Even now you can open in your laptop the link. Okay, so that you can see a wider view of the website and the design and everything too.
Well, I got what says hi from you. That has the link.
Yeah, that does it have the link? Okay. Just click on that link and it will open in a new tab.
Okay. It's slow. I'm clicking on it, but it won't do anything.
Yeah, your computer might be slow.
No, mic to it. It is slow. Okay, I clicked on it. Now it says, okay, this page isn't responding.
Well, then there is an issue in your internet connection or in your laptop. Because you see the website is opening on phone. It's opening in front of me and the browser too.
Rose. Okay, the first page that has down memory lane, vintage gifts, accessories, and much more. There's some pictures of some floating presents. Is that going to stay on my website?
If you want, we can change that. Or if you want, we can make it static too.
No, I mean, and then on the page that says who we are, there's a picture of a bunch of presents.
These all are dummy pictures, okay? They're
Oh, there's my products. I see the products. Yeah, they are bigger. I like the way they scroll by. The word Avon should have been capitalized on these descriptions.
Which one?
The word Avon.
Oh, okay.
It should be capitalized.
Are you on the products page or on the home page?
That's the products page, the one that scroll by.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now my it's and then delivery in 24 hours. No, that's gonna have to come up because I can't guarantee delivery to someone in 24 hours. But you say that's the demo, right?
Yeah, that's all. What I'll do is that when we talk tomorrow, okay, I'll get this whole dummy content removed, okay, so that you
okay.
don't get confused.
Okay, okay. My computer's froze again.
Mm-hmm. No problem.
I'm almost to the last page, but it won't take me to the last page. I'm trying to get to that.
Okay, so you want to go to the contact page?
My computer won't move. But
oh,
at least
okay.
I can see popular categories. I can see that.
Mm-hmm. After the popular categories, it's just the footer, okay, where it's written newsletter and email and sign up. So there are the pages.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there the page
mm-hmm.
ends. Then you move forward again and you scroll up, and then there you move to the About Us section. Okay? On the About Us, you see that there's a section of who we are again, and then your mission.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And then why people could choose you. And then the same banner of the discount, like 10% discount, which will be updated. Okay? And then the same footer. Then you've already went to the shop page, the products page. Okay. So now you
mm-hmm.
can move to the contact us page from the top. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The contact us page, I will be needing some of your information. Okay. For example, your email, which goes here so that people can contact you. If you want, you can place your office address or your home address, or even we can just simply remove this section of address if you're not comfortable with placing it on your website, okay?
Uh-huh. Well,
then,
I don't mind my phone number and my
email.
And my email, but not my address.
Okay, I got it. So the email and the phone number, I already have it. Okay, so which email do you want me to place it on the, like, for example, on the website? This one in which
mm-hmm.
you were in contact with? J-E-1?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I got it. So the email which will be here would be je12002@gmail.com. Then the number.
At yahoo.com.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, at yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the
now
caller,
this is Jakarta in Indonesia.
Yeah, that I told you. It's everything is dummy. Okay. Everything,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the address, the map, even if you scroll down, you see a map. Okay, so this will be removed too because you won't be placing your address. Okay, so that will
right.
be a simple page where just people can fill out the form if they need to contact you, or they can have your
mm-hmm.
information for email and your phone number.
Okay, now don't put my phone number that you've been calling me on yet because I'm going to get another phone. Because I want to be able to know when a customer is calling.
Yeah, sure. You can have another separate number for your business, and that will be more
mm-hmm,
convenient for you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Well, see, it's frozen again. But, Mr. Peter, so far, everything looks real good.
Mm-hmm. So, should I start
mm-hmm.
working on the SEO keywords? Are you ready for it?
Tell me what that is again.
I was the SEO keywords are basically with the content. Like, for example, you're sending me the content, okay? I'll add some keywords in it, which will be optimized by the search engine. Search engines are basically Google or Bing or Yahoo, where just people go and type down, for example, if they type that ceramic products, okay? So your website will be on the top searches, and in the same way, you can get some customers onto your website so that they can buy some ceramic products or vintage products or some antique products which you have, okay? So we will be placing some keywords in the content, in the middle of the content, okay? So that if people type down those keywords on Google or on Bing or on Yahoo, they are redirected to your website. That's what keywords do. And these
I understand how all that could be, because I've been watching a lot of TV, and there's a lot of companies coming out that have their own brand, like the one called FabKids.com.
Exactly.
And all they do, FabKids.com.
Mm-hmm.
And all they do is they have their own brand of children's shoes. I can see where that would be beneficial for someone like that. But see, that's not me yet.
Exactly.
That's not me yet. That's not me yet. I mean, I don't have my own brand of things. I'm selling items, but you know, I didn't make them.
Well,
so therefore,
okay, you have an e-commerce store, okay, and you're starting up a business.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So we can do in order. Go ahead.
I don't think I don't need those because see, Shopify is going to manage my website. I don't mean manage it, but anyway, I was talking to them today, and they said that when you're finished with the website, it should be assigned to me, and then I will be giving it to them.
Yeah, sure. Exactly. As I told you before, as I told you before, that's completely your decision. Okay. However, no hosting is required on the Shopify website. Okay. And you talked to them too. Okay. So this is completely a different part, which I'm talking about, the SEO. Okay. So that's completely your decision if you want to go for it. I was just suggesting you so that I can get you some good business because my company offers these services too. And
right. If I had my own brand, say if I was manufacturing children's shoes, you know, that was my own brand, Joyce's shoes, you know, I would definitely do that. But since I'm not, you know, at that point yet, I'm going to forego on that ESO or whatever.
No problem, Joyce. Okay, so now. The next thing I will be waiting for you is the products, the next products which needs to be go on the website.
Okay.
I guess you have 20 pictures.
I'll send you 20 more pictures in the morning.
Sure.
In the morning for sure.
Just send me those 20 pictures. I'll give you a call tomorrow at the same time. Okay, and then we can write down their names. And we can write down their names and their prices, and then we can go ahead and upload it on the website, okay?
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And the website looks good so far.
Okay, Joyce. Thank you so much for your appreciation.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
And I'll talk to you tomorrow about this time. I'll be home.
Sure.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.